back with Ali C.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you would like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as lots of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. If you would like to download this radio program's podcast, they are available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we will be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747.
Wow. Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty, America. It is Thursday, the 29th of March, 2012, and you have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan, the guy that we call the other guy. Now, folks, we are the Christians that the atheists love to hate, the conservatives that the liberals are afraid of, the voice the pro-murderers wish to silence, and the patriots that the globalists despise. We are them Americans. We are the Sons of Liberty. Welcome to the show. Now, folks, if you'd like to take a look at who it is, you know, what we look like, what we do, so on and so forth, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, or go to Bradley Dean on my Facebook. That's double E, Bradley Dean on my Facebook. And again, thank you for taking the time to jump on with me, especially if you're an activist, Christian, patriot, conservative, a real conservative. I do appreciate your time, and I want to link up with you. Again, that's Bradley Dean on my Facebook, or you can follow me on Twitter, Bradley Dean 1 on Twitter, Bradley Dean 1 on Twitter. Now, folks, if you'd like to be a part of the show, do it at the beginning, please, not at the end. It's hard to operate that way, especially when you start calling in towards the end of the show, like you did yesterday. Actually, it was pretty good. We had about four or five calls yesterday that came in.
Intermittently.
Spaced out. Yeah, it was good. What was the word?
It was real good. Intermittently.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Intermittently. What do you think?
In Italy?
What, are you Italiano?
A little bit. I am what I need to be.
Intermittently, he said. Wow.
Intermittently.
There you go.
Intermittently, correct.
Folks, if you'd like to be a part of the show, 1-877-807-9977. 1-877-807-9977. This is the show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Interesting.
Interesting.
Yesterday we were talking about Trayvon Martin.
Oh, yeah.
And the propaganda around that. And propaganda it is, folks.
If you haven't gotten your hoodie, go get it.
For sure. Did you hear this, Joker?
Oh, yeah.
Can you pull this up real quick?
This
representative?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, dude.
Like, this is a Christian event or something.
He acts unlawful, and he's asking for the enforcement of the law. How does that work?
I don't know.
But he did it.
He got a hoodie. Got some sunglasses.
Speaker of the House, you're out of order. You're out of order. You're out of order. Now, do you think that, I don't know, he was kind of carrying around the victim status too?
Just a little. Just a little bit.
Do you think so?
Yeah.
Well, you know what's interesting is he wouldn't be ruled, would he?
No, no. Because he had to read that Bible verse that had so much relevance to this case. I mean, come on.
Meekness comes to mind. Power under control. Man. That must have not. Well, that was the scripture that he was reading, actually.
Oh, yeah.
Temperance, self-control. He didn't have none of that. Yet he was reading it.
Yeah.
Wow.
What does God expect for us? To do justly, love mercy, walk humbly with our God?
Yeah, we'll just tell you what you're supposed to do, but we ourselves won't do it.
Yeah, with a hoodie.
So, do you got Brother from Another Mother posted yet? Okay, internet's real slow. Sorry, guys. But I thought he was a real piece of work.
Yeah.
Comes in with a jacket on.
Mm-hmm. He was hiding that hoodie. Like, nobody could see it, though.
And then all of a sudden he takes his jacket off. It's like, oh, does this guy think
What's
he's
going
like
on?
Super Brother or what? It's like, what are you doing, dude? It's like, really? What do you think, you're underdog?
Gonna peel this uniform off.
Oh, he did, and then he takes his jacket off, and then he starts yapping his gums.
Yeah. And he took his glasses off.
All without the facts, folks.
On.
Wow. The propaganda. I mean, you even had people inside the House of Representatives falling for what the media was reporting. Well, but then again, they have to obey, because if they get out of line, then the media will expose them.
And this is the part of the re-election strategy, you know?
Sure.
We got Trevon, and we got hoodies. Vote for me. Look at me. I'm just quoting scripture and not listening to anybody. This is good.
Okay.
That's the kind of guy we want.
Wow.
Be one of our leaders.
I think so.
He demands of us to obey laws, but himself?
Well, you're going to hear this in about 2 seconds, and when you do. What's his name, by the way? Can someone kick that out really quick? Bobby Rush. We should call him Bobby Rush to Judgment, because that's exactly what he did. Boy, he was eating crow. You ready for this, folks? Here's Bobby Rush.
It is indeed an American tragedy.
This is your representatives, folks.
Too often, this violent act that resulted in the murder of Trayvon Martin is repeated in the streets of our nation. I applaud the young people all across the land
that are doing riots,
who are making a statement.
Good job, guys.
Statement, yeah.
About hoodies.
A societal statement.
About the real hoodlums.
Hoodlums?
In this nation.
Wait, is he?
Particularly those who tread.
Is that like owl speech?
On our laws. Wearing official or quasi official clothes.
Now here he goes, folks.
All about the hoodie.
Racial profiling.
Yep. White people don't wear hoodies.
Mr. Speaker.
White people don't wear hoodies.
Just because someone wears a hoodie does not make them a hoodlum.
Here he goes.
The Bible teaches us, Mr. Speaker, in the book of Micah 6:6-8,
the member will sustain.
These words.
The member will.
These words. He has shown you, oh man.
The member will
stand. What is good?
The chair must remind
you. What does the Lord require of you? But to do justly, and to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God. And in the New Testament, Luke 4:18-20,
come on, brother,
teaches us these words. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to proclaim the good news to the poor.
Hallelujah, brother.
Freedom for the prisoners and the recovery of sight to the blind. To set the oppressed.
The Sons of Liberty is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this blessed country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, our work cannot go on without you. We're asking you to partner with us financially. All donations are tax deductible. And with a gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Or go online, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings you responses like this.
I have the pleasure of serving with the Band of Brothers, the Men of Easy Company. I think each of us that served in combat now appreciate what was accomplished, and I hope that this current generation will pick up the ball. I would urge each of you to become associated with this group. They're very dedicated folks that do not take their eye off the ball.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Attention, information in this 1 minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at HVExtract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or HVExtract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, folks. If you'd like to be a part of the show, the number is 1-877-807-9977. Now, right at the first segment there, we had Bobby Rush to Judgment, and we're going to continue to let him play it out. But listen to what Bobby Rush to Judgment is saying, okay? Now, folks, listen carefully and listen to each syllable that he kicks out, okay? Now, you got to listen real clear, because if you don't listen clearly, you're not going to understand. I got a question, Brother Jake. Who in the heck voted this guy into office?
I'm not sure. I think there was somebody, they went in there, and then they got the, they must have read the Bible, and then they voted for him.
I think he's also probably related to Bounty Flank somewhere in there.
Yeah, don't talk about that like me.
But what we're going to do is we're going to go ahead and let Bobby Rush to Judgment continue his point here real quick, and then we'll see what happens, because soon Sergeant at Arms comes in and deals with Bobby Rush to Judgment.
The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to proclaim the good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners and the recovery of sight to the blind, to set the oppressed free. I urge all who hear these words to heed these lessons. May God bless Trayvon Martin's soul, his family.
The member is no longer recognized.
The member is no longer recognized. Now, folks,
the chair will ask the sergeant at arms to enforce the prohibition on decor.
Boy, isn't that interesting?
That's the right way to do
it. He's in a position to legislate law, but he himself will not be ruled by law. And here again, you have a representative out mm-hmm. there that believed what the media reported. Well, he's rushing to judgment and all the while not having the facts.
Yeah.
This is a representative, folks. Now, for the sake of time, again, because we only have 1 hour during our program here, folks, Sons of Liberty, I know it's not enough time. I get it. I'm working on it. But what we're going to do is we're going to take this phone call real quick, and then we're going to break into talking about media lies from behind the big news again. Some of this stuff's going to shock you. We got Dick in Tennessee. You got Bradley and Jake. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty.
You guys are fading out on me. I can barely hear you, but What I'm called about is my neighbor gave me a little Bible pamphlet, How Should Christians Respond to Government? The very first paragraph, and I knew this was coming, render unto Caesar what is Caesar's.
Yep.
And then it goes through and says we should do this, even though John and Paul and Jesus and all of them, you know, supposedly spoke out against them. We have to obey them because they too are God's children. Mm-hmm. And it goes, it even gets into should we go to war? You know, just wars, the kind of war. Should we obey everything the government does? You know, it even mentions abortion and everything. But in the end, it says, because they are God's children, we should obey them no matter what.
Right.
I just think it's fraud.
Oh, my goodness. Brother, nowhere can you see God commanding his children to disobey him anywhere and to obey a tyrant. If you have not read the Geneva Bible and its notes, you might want to check that out because all those notes are how to deal with the tyrant.
Yeah.
And that's why we don't get to see the Geneva very often. But we have it readily available in the United States of America. Mm-hmm. And by the way, if we would keep that all in context, can you tell me one thing here, Dirk? And, of course, we're speaking to the listeners right now. What prophet didn't rebuke the king and the church for not obeying God? Even in the New Testament, Jesus called what? Herod a fox. John the Baptist called, he said, Herod, what you're doing is unlawful. That's why he had him arrested and beheaded, him and his wife, which, by the way, was his brother's wife. When you look at anybody throughout Scripture from A to Z, what was it? It was always standing up against tyranny. Why do you think Christianity is under attack constantly, folks? And again, let me remind everybody out there listening, we're not called by God to disobey him and to obey a tyrant that's at war with God. Nowhere.
That's what this pamphlet's saying we should do.
Well, you know what? Take the pamphlet, and no offense, brother, but if you have to use it because you don't have toilet paper, that's probably what I'd use it for.
It's a good use.
I want to give it back to her and tell her I don't agree with the thing in between the front and the back.
I would like to see that, Dirk. Can you forward that to me? Because that's something people need to know about.
Here you go. It's RBC Ministries, DHP.org.
A ministry.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
So if we're going to put you on hold, too, Dirk, when we're done. If you could get this to our producer, we want to get this and carry it. Because this is a common conception, is that people think, well, and this is why, because they don't want to be responsible to up against wickedness. Period. That's it. Just like Bradley said, which major prophet? I mean, that would mean Martin Luther was obviously a heretic. I mean, any goodness we got out of the Reformation, you might as well throw that in the trash because the Reformation was about as rebellious as it comes.
Yep.
If we're supposed to, well, obey them because they're, I mean, the Pope said he was a Christian too.
What is a Reformation? To God and his
That's
word.
Right. Get back to where God is. Get rid of the rust of religion. And what did Christ constantly reprove?
Yep.
The religious hierarchy, the Israelite government at that particular time. That's who he was reproving.
Huh. Great point, Dirk. Yeah. I wish you'd have brought this up on a different topic, but this is a radio show.
Yeah. And it's a great topic.
Oh, Dirk's gone.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, I think the good point to that is now, okay, because how many Christians do you think out there saying, well, you know, Bobby Rush is a representative and all powers are given by God, Romans 13, you know. He may be a little misled, but we have to pray for him. Because then maybe when we weep for Jesus, it'll all turn around.
You know, but you know, the thing is you're being rebellious. You remember, here's another point.
Who's rebelling? That's right.
Here's another point. Remember when Ahab, the wicked king, came up to Elijah and he called him the troubler of Israel?
Mm-hmm.
And do you remember what Elijah said back to Ahab? He said, I'm not the troubler. I'm not the one that forgot my father's commandments.
Right.
You and your household did. And that's what people have to put into perspective.
Yep. That's the issue right there. What's the law? Like yesterday when we were talking about the lady who was at the Obamacare, and he's like, well, can you cite some examples of how Obamacare is constitutional? What backs your... Well, I don't think it's unconstitutional.
I heard from the tyrant himself on his website.
On the website. What is law? That's all that needs to be talked about. When Elijah came to Ahab, what was God's law? Ahab was the one who was perverted and was destroying the law and was rebelling against the law. So there you have it. We can't remove God's law from society. If we do, then we remove our only redress, not just grievances, but our redress to bring action to remove unlawfulness. Who's the ones rebelling?
Here, let me put it into perspective. Submit yourselves to every ordinance of man for the Lord's sake, whether it be to the king as supreme or unto governors. Now listen carefully. As unto them that are sent by him for the punishment of evil doers. and for the praise of them that do well. For so is the will of God, that with well-doing you may put to silence the ignorance of foolish men.
That's right.
We're not to submit to those that are breaking God's law. Mm-hmm. How ridiculous. And I'll tell you what, if you get a pamphlet from a church, clearly, that's heresy.
Totally.
Without question. That is heresy. And that is antichrist to the max. Mm-hmm. You know, remember when all the Pharisees of the day, the religious zealots of the day, do you remember when they said, we're not in bondage to any man? They were speaking to Christ, right? Folks, they were in bondage to the Romans. They were subject to the Romans, even so far as saying, we have no king but King Caesar, when they were crucifying Christ, the King of glory. Completely contrary. Folks, that is one thing that we are constantly interjecting. Today, the world calls love lust. Today, the world calls love, real love, biblical love, hate. Read Psalm 109. Read John 7. Read John 15. It's interesting. The question is why was Christ crucified? For uncovering the deeds of the wicked. John 15. That's why. I don't see what's so hard to understand about this. Listen, the hard way is usually the loving way. The easy way is usually a false grace. Yep. It's that simple. Yep. Black and white. Let love be without dissimulation. Let love be unfeigned, not counterfeit. Yep. Let love be found in truth. Completely out of context in every sense of the word. I need to see that. Because if that's how ridiculous these people are, you know what? Those are hate crimes, dude.
Yeah,
that's real hate. Hate doesn't tell the truth, folks. Love does. And these people are willing to submit to a tyrant named Obamanation and have you do the same thing because they are? What are they doing? They're leading you to the foot of the snake that's been, his back has been broken by the king on Calvary? No. Something's wrong. Thanks for calling in and letting us know that, Dirk. But we should have took that as an off-air. Just for the sake of having a radio show. Mm-hmm. And Dirk could have called in and weighed in. You know what, Dirk? We're going to do that. So let's keep that on the iron, okay?
Make that another show.
Yeah. I'm sorry, on the burner. And we will do that. Now, folks, again, thank you for the call, though. I got to tell you that, Dirk. That's important. I appreciate when you guys kick feedback off like that. I want to talk about media lies and from behind the big news. And by the way, the big news is often contrived. Out of thin air. Is there a better way of saying that?
Yep, there's got to be an objective at the end of it.
It is. Sell papers. Push our political agenda at all cost. Who cares who we destroy in the process?
Yeah, that doesn't matter.
All right. Well, when we come back, we're going to talk about Dateline NBC and how they actually put a device to explode a gas can on a car. But someone took it to them, and they had to actually come back and retract publicly. So I'll play that for you in just a minute here. You got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be right back after this break.
The Crossing by Grand State Inn and Suites in Pipestone, Minnesota is more than just a hotel. Our cozy hotel offers delightful leisure, family and business lodging with a variety of hotel rooms and amenities. From our Pipestone Hotel's convenient location by the Downtown Historic District, you can enjoy a walk down the National Monument walking trail to the beautiful Winnewissa Falls or a walk on the Casey Jones Trail. Whether you're here on business or leisure, you're sure to enjoy your stay and our complimentary gourmet express breakfast serve with Seattle's best coffee.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Extend your life.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Now, this actually started yesterday when we were talking about Brother Trevon. And then we kind of paralleled it with Rodney King back in the 90s and what the media omitted, namely the facts.
That's right.
And then we had the L.A. riots. And then we went over to the CNN response after the O.J. Simpson trial. Interesting, isn't it?
Yeah.
And then they asked for a black response and a white response.
Yep, same.
Dangerous people. Reporting, folks. Let's move on. Let's go to Dateline. NBC put out a report titled "Waiting to Explode," trying to expose GM for making a line of faulty trucks that explode upon impact to its gasoline tank. 3 months later, NBC was forced to reveal their role in fabricating their news. They admitted that an NBC contractor put an incendiary device under the truck to ensure that it would explode upon impact. They create the news. Go ahead, play that piece. Listen to this, folks. This is the fallout.
NBC's contractor did put incendiary devices under the trucks to ensure that there would be a fire if gasoline were released from the truck's gas tank.
We said the crash, quote, forced gasoline to spew from the fuel cap, end quote. GM says since the gas cap was the wrong cap for the GM filler tube, and because the gas tank was overfilled, the cap came off when the impact occurred.
We agree with GM that we should have told our viewers about these devices.
The Dateline reporter, however, said, quote, at impact, a small hole was punctured in the tank, unquote. GM has now x-rayed that tank and found no hole.
We acknowledge the placing of the incendiary devices under the truck was a bad idea from start to finish.
Oh, that
it's our new policy.
It's our new policy.
Yeah, we got to tell the truth.
This is NBC, folks.
Good Guys.
Oh.
You ever heard of them?
It's our new policy to tell the truth. Folks, are they eating crow on national television?
They should be in jail.
Someone was laying it to them. Mm-hmm.
That's a false witness. They should be in jail.
Oh, and my goodness. Can you imagine, first of all, how much revenue they lost?
Mm-hmm.
And then when they came back and they retracted what they said, dude, they went backwards to retract what they said.
Yeah.
They had them by the throat.
Yeah.
That's somebody holding them responsible for the misinformation that they contrived through the propagandists. And that's exactly what they are. And by the way, that's exactly what they're doing. Oh, can I take a step back?
Not ashamed of it at all either.
Can I take a step back to yesterday really quick?
Yeah.
Trevon Martin?
Mm-hmm.
We have Victoria Jackson
now
saying that Zimmerman, the one that was...
Sheila
Jackson. Oh, I'm sorry.
Sheila Jackson Lee.
Okay, go ahead, Chair.
Sheila Jackson Lee is talking like she thinks that Mr. Zimmerman may have broke his own nose.
Oh, with the eye... No. Forget about the eyewitnesses, folks. Obama and the black community have just... They've had it. They can't let this go. Forget the facts. Forget the eyewitnesses. We think the victim, the real victim in this case, actually broke his own nose when eyewitnesses seen Trevon smacking Zimmerman's head on the curb. Folks, I want you to listen carefully. This is a representative. This is a representative, folks, that's coming out behind Obama and his team of propagandists and socialists through the media, trying to blame the victim. By the way, this is the same thing they're doing with the Jerry Sandusky case, blaming the victims.
That's right.
Because they're trying to push a political agenda.
That's right.
How far does this go, folks? I'll tell you. As far as you let it.
That's right.
As far as you let it go. You got her up? Kara's going to be pulling this up for you in just a second. Jay, can you kind of share some of the details with Mrs. Victoria Jackson?
Just looking at...
her name?
There's a whole host of Sheila Jackson Lee.
Okay.
There's a whole host of stuff going on. I mean, like people demanding...
I better get that right.
Because Skittles and Iced Tea have been making sales now that they should send that to the fund. There's just so much going on. People are name branding and trademarking hoodies now.
Sure.
For this guy. And I'm trying to look for... Sheila again.
Black Panthers are out. Felons with the Black Panthers are out there putting hits on the victim.
Yep. Spike Lee.
Without even knowing what the facts are. Folks, this is absolutely to the extreme out of...
And
it's out of mind, folks.
So when we play this, listen to the people that are here supporting Sheila Jackson Lee and how it's just like they're not even questioning anything she's saying. At all odds, they have to justify Trevon.
Here she is.
If you want me to defend, let me give you a scenario. That this young boy was taught not to deal with traitors.
Crazy. They're calling him a child. The guy's like way taller than Zimmerman. I mean, bigger
the child.
Than Zimmerman. But he's the child.
Yeah. He's a child that knows how to beat up on an older man, and he was seen doing just that. But again, folks, just forget about this. No, this again is another one of your representatives. Well, at least she wasn't preaching from the Bible.
Yeah, that's true.
And rightfully so. But they weren't using facts there, neither. That's probably an inconvenient truth. Stumbling block.
And she admits she's speculating in the beginning. But you know what?
But the media doesn't report it that way, dude.
No, it's not
speculation.
No.
And first of all, why would she be putting speculation out there when she, again, is a lawmaker? Shouldn't she know better than that? Give me a break, folks. We got Russell in Colorado. You got Bradley and Jake. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Wants to weigh in about the Rodney King case. Parallel. Go for it, brah.
Sancha, I was only a child when it happened. I was out in California. I remember watching my neighbor's house burn down and
waiting and waiting for the fire department to show up, but they couldn't because they were busy battling all the other fires that had been lit throughout the city. And I wanted to say that the war, the book you sent me, My War, was beautiful. The real war isn't between black folks and white folks. It's not anything even close to that. It's between good and evil. And in California, I saw with my own eyes gangsters fighting each other over loot. It wasn't like black civilians and white civilians. It wasn't honorable combat. It was a bunch of street gangs.
Yep.
And that's what the media, well, except for you folks, are encouraging. And I don't know.
No, I'm
really
with you.
It scares me when I hear stories like this.
Hey, Russell, what was the name of the white guy? I remember seeing the video, and they for sure had to put that out there to incite the white race. Do you remember the white guy that was actually in the truck? And a couple black guys came over to him, and they took a brick, and they pulled him out of the truck, and they threw the brick at his head?
I'm not familiar with that one, no.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, they were playing both sides of the race card. They were trying to incite the whites, and they were trying to incite the blacks to continue forward to bring forth really what it is, an incitement to civil domestic insurrection.
Mm-hmm. They want to keep us divided against each other so that we don't see the mirage for what it really is.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Great point. And by the way, thank you for taking the time to watch My War. I appreciate that, my friend. Very much so. Yep, thank you, Russell. Here you have it.
Yes.
I mean, I'm trying to think of the guy's name, and it's going to bother me until I get it. It's something Danny.
I don't recall his name either, but he's in a semi-truck, right?
Reginald Denny. Yeah, thank you. Reginald Denny. And that so bothered me that they took an innocent truck driver, pulled him from his truck, and then what they did is they showed three black men or four black men, and they took a brick and threw it at his head. An innocent bystander. And again, that was there to incite the white race. And you know what, folks? Let me say it this way for all to hear. The race card didn't happen in our time.
That's right.
This was over in the 60s, folks. It was over in the 60s. Listen, I got a black guitar player that I got to remind him every once in a while. Listen, dude, your skin color is working more for you now than it ever has in history. Because oftentimes, and I say this, he's my friend. Dude, you got to get off this victim mentality. You're the one that's on top right now.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to stay there. But we're all one blood. And if we can't figure that out, folks, we're in a lot of trouble. But again, keep in mind, this is all contrived. This is all purposed. And it's all planned. All of it is. Divide and conquer, and I've said this for the last 2 days. I've said this 15 times. Divide and conquer, divide and conquer, divide and conquer. And when you have representatives of the race that represents Trevon out there inciting it, you know they're only trying to hold on to their positions to try to lead in their foolishness. Listen, do you remember back when the Watts riots happened in the 60s? I wasn't even born yet, by the way. But MLK went back. And the black communities didn't want MLK to come there and to appease the situation. Do you remember that? It's in documentaries. They were disrespecting MLK like crazy. And by the way, the same way Obama Nation is disrespecting MLK today. Oh, MLK. Isn't it interesting how they like to refer themselves or liken themselves through ostentatious erudition? He's one of me. You know, we're all of the same. No, listen, man, let me tell you something. I do more for the black race than Obama Nation has ever done. He's out there trying to exterminate it, and I'm out there trying to save it. Through Planned Parenthood, might I add. But in saying all that, folks, this is nothing new under the sun. Media manipulation in the United States today is more efficient than it was in Nazi Germany. Because here we have the pretense that we are getting all the information we want, when in fact that's not true. That misconception prevents people from even looking for the truth. And let me say it this way. If you accept what the media, the state-run media, the propagandist, the socialist media promulgates, you know what? Then you've got coming what you've got coming.
That's right.
And you're going to look just like them at day's end sooner or later.
Yep. And just like you said, foolish. Feeding on that truth is going to seem absurd to you when truth does come in because it's going to be that bright light that only offends. This is clearly a race-motivated situation, and it's clearly for it's being manipulated politically. The guy who supposedly beat him or shot him was a Democrat. Nobody mentions any of the truths that won't work for their agenda, and it's not about truth.
Well, this transparent administration is transparent because I'm telling you what, we're seeing his transparency because everything he's doing is exactly the opposite of what he said. We'll be right back.
The My War documentary series is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. This documentary takes you back to the foundations of who we are as a people and gives you insight into topics such as our founding fathers, what kids are being taught in public schools, abortion, drug abuse, Hollywood and the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Go to YouCanRunInternational.com, YouCanRunInternational.com, to purchase the My War documentary series today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you'd like to know who we are, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and find out who we are, what it is we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course a few who don't. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Also, feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Church Leadership Times, which is every Thursday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're also available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to get all of us, call 1-866-233-0747.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
A cynical, mercenary, demagogic press will produce in time a people as base as itself.
You are what you
only
eat.
If you believe it. Only if you believe it.
You are what you eat. You digest that stuff, that's what you become.
You know when you go through the grocery store and you see all those pictures?
Mm-hmm.
I don't even mean to bring this up, dude, but it's just the first thing that just dropped into my mind. You know how they always try to show the Hollywood stars off to be something that they're not?
Yeah.
And they can thank their graphic designers for that on their computers?
As they eat Reese's?
Well, no. What I'm trying to say is they always try to make them look more voluptuous than what they really are, more beautiful than what they really are.
Sure.
You like that word, voluptuous?
Voluptuous.
And then you see magazines like... just up on the top, I don't even want just the Inquiry bullcrap and the U.S. bullcrap, and you try to figure out who's buying these magazines, and then you get on an airplane, you see all the women reading the magazines. I think the best thing that Inquiry Minds has ever done. I see these at the grocery store all the time, and they agitate me, and I turn them around sometimes. But when they take pictures of them out at the beach when nobody knows that they're there, paparazzi. Yeah, you know that stuff?
Yeah.
I think that's great because it shows the people it's not real the way they try to portray them.
That's right.
It's great. And by the way, that's what we're doing right now, too.
How's that cottage cheese in here?
Totally. I mean, ish. So, I mean, some of them are so nasty. I mean, it's like, lady, do you want some coffee to go with those rolls?
Ooh.
Really? Yeah?
Should sell coffee next to the Enquirers.
Think so?
Got the rolls there, and you got the coffee.
Got
right
everything there. I'm not... Tell the truth and shame the devil.
Tell the truth.
Hey, tell the truth and shame Fatty.
You got cottage cheese? You know what? So what?
Totally. Just
you got it. So what?
Let it all jiggle
that's
out.
That's right.
Yeah. Let's go to gun control. I like this one. The media pushed gun control by airing the Million Mom March. Of course, I'm being facetious. On Washington, D.C., Donna Deese Thomas's, who was the organizer of the march, was portrayed by the media as a mere suburban housewife and mother who was shocked to action at news at a news report about a shooting in a daycare center. In reality, Deese Thomas's is a political veteran, a congressional staffer, and a publicist for CBS News. She is a shrewd and well-connected player with the media elite, and besides, the Million Mom March fell far short of its name, bringing only about 250,000 max, if it was lucky. And of course, regardless, the media pushed it as a nationwide demand for more gun laws. By the way, they've been infiltrated as for fraud. Mm-hmm. They're no longer. Million Mom March.
Uh-oh.
Ain't got no mamas hanging that's out right. Marching for them no more.
Just full of cottage cheese.
Totally.
Mm-hmm. Where's the truth in that one?
There isn't any. Only on the Sons of Liberty. And that's what we're doing here right now.
And look, they're gone now, right? They're gone because their lie can't prop itself up.
Yes.
The truth can.
Well,
when the truth comes,
William
it comes
Cullen Bryant was right when he said truth crushes the earth will rise again. After the 1995 Oklahoma City bombing, Carol Howe, a government informant, revealed that the federal agencies had prior knowledge of the supposed terrorist plot and were ignoring several figures linked to the bombing. Roger Charles of ABC News interviewed Howe to release this information to the public, but once the story was ready to air, they received a phone call from ABC News in 2020 in New York, canceling the program with no explanation as to why. Huh. Freedom of the press seems to be guaranteed only to those who own one. Isn't that right? It's right. I love that train of thought that just came to me.
It's flowing. It's ebb and flow.
Ebb and flow. Yes. Ebb and flow. During the impeachment of President Bill Clinton, Billy Bob Clinton, the media made the grounds of the impeachment to be over his adulterated affairs with women such as Monica Lewinsky. However, thanks to the media cover-up, an omission of truth, few know the real story behind Clinton's impeachment and what it was really about. Prior to this, Congress investigated Chinagate, which showed that China was funding Clinton's presidential campaign through international money laundering in return for privileged access to top U.S. officials for military information. It was also hosting higher-ups from the China's government and showing him our military base and our secret information concerning our military. Yeah. Billy was a good guy.
Oh, my goodness.
He wasn't running
where
drugs in Arkansas.
Yeah. Where does
crimes
as
the attorney. Yeah, he's his wife now, she's a part of the whole.
Yeah, they're madly in love,
there.
You can tell.
Totally.
Hillary and Bill.
Yeah.
Wonderful example of a good marriage.
I think so.
I mean, lots of kids.
I mean, I here, come on, I can't lie.
Yeah?
I dude.
Truth's got to come out right now.
It's got to come out.
Here comes the cheese.
I should I share this?
Yes.
It's about Hillary.
Uh-huh. I want to hear it.
I can feel Hillbilly Bob's pain.
Yeah.
I can. I don't know. I'd probably have to slap her mother. Because when I look at her,
mm-hmm.
whoever dressed her
mm-hmm.
needs to be slapped.
Yeah.
Remember when that famous philosopher,
mm-hmm.
that big philosopher guy, when he went in and hit the parent of a disobedient child?
Yeah.
And he said, why do you hit me? He goes, because you didn't chastise your children.
That's right.
Someone needs to chastise Hillary.
Hillary's mom's fighting, I wonder.
Hillbilly Bean's mama.
Probably why they spend so much time together. I mean, away from each other.
I feel for her kid, too.
Yeah, I do. Actually, I do that one.
I'd probably tell her kid to shave the back of her head and turn backwards and walk that direction. Guys.
Why not? Maybe go sing in a church choir somewhere.
They're insulting our freedoms all day long, and I can't tell you what I think.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to be out of your mind.
Un-Christian.
Completely.
Do you have your hoodie yet, by the way?
No, I didn't get one.
Well, you need to.
In my black sunglasses?
Obviously, yeah.
As I'm promoting...
Don't forget your Skittles.
Another murder?
Uh-huh.
Yeah? Because that's what it's symbolic of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, they can do that.
Time magazine put a picture of a supposed concentration camp during the Bosnian conflict in the 1990s. They featured a front page picture of a horribly skinny man behind a barbed wire fence. I remember the picture. I remember the cover. What they failed to tell you was that the man in the picture had a birth defect and the media was the ones enclosed in the fence and the Bosnian men were free to roam. That's exactly how you get a majority of your news on a daily basis, folks. Completely backwards. You know, I heard a guy one time say this. You take the pictures, I'll create the war.
Mm-hmm.
You take the pictures and I'll create the war.
Do the PR. Yeah. And craft it around.
Yeah. The most brilliant propagandist technique will yield no success unless one fundamental principle is born in mind constantly. It must confine itself to a few points and repeat them over and over again. Now, who said that, folks? Just keep telling the people over and over and over and over again, and sooner or later they're going to believe it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this was his pal, because I know you Sons of Liberty listeners, you know your stuff. Joseph Goebbels. Was his father a turkey?
He had feathers? I think he did.
I think it was his kid that actually created Chicken Run. Joseph Goebbels.
Yeah, then he moved to England and did the,
This is who, Joseph Goebbels, right? Yeah, little. That's great. Do that again. Joseph, maintain, said Adolf. That's great. That's almost as good as when we were talking about that pastor one time, that prosperity devil.
Oh, Mac. Yes, Pastor Mac.
Yeah, the shepherd of the lost sheep. That was Joseph Goebbels. Propagandist for none other than Adolf Hitler. Keep telling people over and over and over again, and sooner or later they're going to believe it, said Joseph Goebbels.
So Madonna said, get it out there. It'll be an irritant to them at first, but just keep it out there.
She's a good one,
eventually,
isn't she?
They'll embrace
She's
it.
Also the lady singing in front of little 11 and 12-year-old girls saying, I don't mind if I go to hell.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. She's a great example.
Role model.
Yeah. And then I think a couple years back, she was doing a video with Britney Spears, kissing throughout the video. She was being chased
wholesome.
By Madonna.
Yeah.
Yeah, and she's also the lady, the hypocrite, that doesn't let her daughter watch TV.
No.
That's Isn't right. that interesting?
Disciplinarian. She's strict.
Folks.
Private education.
You got Bradley and Jake with the Sons of Liberty. Today is Thursday. Tomorrow's Friday. Just wanted to share that with you. Give us a listen tomorrow at 2 o'clock Central Standard Time Zone. We love you by what we do. Check us out online. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. And I ask for forgiveness for Jake. Talk to you.